WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, monthly segment with Stanford High School, their online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51. Second Thursday of the month at this time means State Representative Stephen Meskers representing the 150th District. Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well, recovering. I had eye surgery yesterday. I had a loose retina that I had to have lasered to, so I could make sure I didn't end up with a detached retina.
Oh,
that kept me busy yesterday.
My brother had this similar surgery, but you came through okay.
Yes, luckily I went to see my eye doctor, who sent me on to a specialist, and I had one eye done last week, and the second eye was done yesterday. So now, luckily, my eyesight's back in shape, and I'm on 95 on my way up to Hartford.
All right, great. And you can tell your constituents you have a lot of vision for their district. Let's talk about some things you're working on in Hartford. One, energy regulation. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, a couple of years back, and I think it relates back to the Enron days, we deregulated the energy industry. So we ended up with transmission companies and generators and third-party suppliers. Well, now talking with the Department of Consumer Affairs, I'm looking to see if we can rein in a little bit the third-party energy suppliers, because it looks like they're engaged in a process of offering clients quote-unquote choice, which results in lower teaser rates to get into the energy supply business. And then in the rollover periods, it looks like it's going relatively high. So we're trying to get a little bit of a handle on that to try to prevent any kind of price gouging, if you will, on the process.
Interesting, because I know we spoke to Attorney General Jepson about this years ago, but they're required to let people know that the period is up, right, and that their rates are going to be increasing?
Well, they're required to know that there's a rollover period going on, and I guess the question is who's booking the renewals and how the renewals are transacted, because in speaking to Ellen Katz in the Department of Consumer Affairs, what we end up seeing is that there's about a $50 million surcharge per year over the last 4 years in the renewal of contracts. And this is hitting both the general customer base plus the ones that we give energy subsidies to, poorer or less advantaged clients. So what I'm concerned about are two things. It's the general price, and then the fact that the people we're giving energy assistance to, that they're ending up paying higher prices for their energy. So my tax dollars going basically to support higher energy prices, which I'm not too happy with.
All right, and Representative Meskers is a member of the Energy and Technology Committee. Also in Hartford, talking about a car sales tax. Is this the statewide sales tax on vehicles?
Yeah, I'm getting a number of emails on that. I'm concerned about two things. One, obviously, like every resident, concerned about taxes. And the second thing is the level of business activity, because the proposal in front of us is a sales tax on the trade-in of your existing auto and then a tax on the purchase of the new auto. So essentially, you pay a tax when you buy the car. They're proposing a tax when you sell the car, and then a tax on the trade-in value of the new car. And I have two concerns. One, whether that tax is going to stifle the industry and whether it's too high. And two, whether it's going to drive some of the business out of state. Because, you know, with a background in banking, I know no one likes taxes. And the bottom line on taxes is that you want to have an efficient capture of taxes and you don't want to drive business activity outside the state. Because it's a self-defeating purpose if we lose the revenue on both sides of the trade, both the trade-in and the purchase of the new car in a trade-in. So I want to make sure that we've looked at how sensitive and elastic the tax rates are. Worst thing we can do is raise the tax and find out all the business goes to New York or Massachusetts, right?
Right, right. What's the latest in your thoughts about the governor's budget?
Well, we're having a public hearing, I believe, on Friday. on the governor's budget. So we'll be going through it line item by line item. I've sat with I had the pleasure of sitting with Libby Florin on Tuesday in our bonding subcommittee, which is the subcommittee of bonding, revenue, and finance. And we went through the budget for the UConn and the community colleges and the tech schools. And it looks like they've adjusted well to the governor's budget in terms of delaying some of their projects. I have a small question on a small amount, which is for maintenance and capital maintenance on these schools. I want to make sure the facilities we've built maintain are well maintained and well controlled. I don't want to end up with problems with either mold or bad roofs or or leaky faucets, you know, problems that can plague our schools. I want to make sure that the infrastructure is well maintained. So it's a small line item, but I'm watching that pretty closely.
Okay, and then finally, there was a public hearing. Of course, it's gotten a lot of attention, electronic tolling. What's the thought up there in Hartford? Is there support for this?
Well, it's a polemical issue. The tolling is going to be viewed as a tax by most residents versus the user fee. And the concerns there are increased taxes having a bad impact on business. I guess my issue when I'm looking at it is that we've got about 30-35% of the traffic is out of state and commercial with a differential in taxing and tolling rates. That may be a source of capturing some out-of-state revenue. I've heard from the newspapers, although not directly from the governor, that there'll be some consideration of a drop in the gasoline tax. So I'm trying to figure out what's the equitable way to raise the revenue for the state and to maintain our roads and our bridges and our rails, because frankly, allowing out-of-staters to travel through our state for free is a concern I have. And the fact that we've got a deficit in this state and we've got a budget to close, and every out-of-state driver is driving on my roads without a toll or without a tax concerns me. I don't know that the Connecticut residents are situated well to pay for those roads on their own.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out what's the equitable way to do that.
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us the second Thursday of the month, although next month you'll join us the first Thursday, switching with Representative Libby Florin. Representative, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Representative Stephen Meskers, and next week will be State Senator Alexandra Berkstein.